Jesus preached the gospel of the kingdom and cured every disease among the people. Alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. A leper came to him and kneeling down begged him and said, "If you wish, you can make me clean." Moved with pity, he stretched out his hand and touched the leper and said to him, "I do will it, be made clean." The leprosy left him immediately and he was made clean. Then, warning him sternly, he dismissed him at once. Then he said to him, "See that you tell no one anything, but go show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses prescribed. That will be proof for them." The man went away and began to publicize the whole matter. He spread the report abroad so that it was impossible for Jesus to enter a town openly. He remained outside in deserted places, and people kept coming to him from everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. So if we just look at that gospel for a moment or two this morning, and we see once again the compassion and the concern of Jesus. And it's interesting when the man with the leprosy said to Jesus, "If you want to, you can cure me." And Jesus' answer was, "Of course I want to. I want to." Now, the gospel this morning is interesting from many points of view because of what we're going through at the moment in the pandemic. That in those days, leprosy was a disease that made you an untouchable, and you could not go near any people. You were, in other words, ostracized. It's a bit like, those poor people in hospital at the moment who have the COVID-19, and in many ways, they too are ostracized from their families. And it's very, very difficult when you have a loved one in hospital and you can't go and see or visit that person. And I can only imagine the suffering that that must cause among many, 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 many families. And so, taking into account the compassion of Jesus and his care, it begs the question, why was he so hated by the scribes and the Pharisees and the lawgivers and the priests of the time? And I suppose you'd only have to put it down to jealousy. And that's a very prevalent thing in the world today. And that jealousy in time, you see what happened, in time it turned to hatred. And hatred and anger towards Jesus. And isn't that something all of us are very aware of at the present time? There is so much hatred and anger out there. And so this morning I pray that you'll think about that and don't become part of that hatred and that anger. It's so, so easy to become part of that today. Try and see the goodness in people. And I know that can be difficult at times, but you and I are loved by God and so is everyone else. And let love overcome that hatred.